This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, and then, of course, the fights went on from there. Mark Halperin, earlier this morning, Ron Fournier said when he was growing up, when you played King of the Hill, everybody ran up the hill. And they tried to throw the king off the hill. They didn't punch out everybody at the bottom of the hill. That appears to be exactly what is happening here. I actually said it yesterday morning.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I said it at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning, and I said it last night. I don't understand why these guys are in second and third place clawing each other's eyes out when there's somebody ahead in every state. That they're not fighting. They're killing each other. They're only making Donald Trump stronger. They're only weakening themselves. This makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense, both in terms of the clock ticking and the potential that Trump could win so many contests that nobody could stop. But it also, I think, doesn't make sense because if you're going to take on Hillary Clinton, if she's the Democratic nominee, I think you got to prove not just to the Republican voters, but to the electorate at large that you're tough enough to take on anybody. And the fact that they're shying away from this fight, I just don't think reflects very well on their capacity to show what we've said all along Trump has showed, which is strength. I will say, though, the minute any of these guys go after Trump full force, he will come back at them full force, and I'm not sure any of them are ready for the implications of that, in part because they don't have his skills, and in part because they don't have the money to defend themselves on television.
Ken Stein.
I think we're kind of missing the forest.
Caucus, even though, you know, there was some controversy as always. I mean, you can't have politics without controversy, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's exactly what we were saying, though. You know, I like the way he put the King of the Hill thing. You know, it's that's just it. You don't attack each other at the bottom. You try to go for the guy on the top. But that's the exact opposite of what they seem to be doing at this point.
Now, let me ask you: do you think that Donald Trump has just intimidated the field in such a way that because look at all their attack ads? I think there was a breakdown on attack ads. Probably about 80-85%. Of the attack ads on television were attacking one another, and only 4% were targeted at Trump. If Trump's the lead dog, why wouldn't you go after Trump?
Well, I think if you ever admit that you were intimidated, that won't resonate well with any voter. Nobody wants to have who they want to be president to be able to be intimidated by something as civil as a race, you know. Or supposedly civil as a race. But the fact that they didn't attack Trump, at this point, it might be too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. You're losing time. And then, you know, again, we've always said on the show that it's about the message. I mean, if you have the message to carry the day, it's interesting. They've not been able to break through because Trump has taken so much oxygen out of the room. He owns the headlines. And in much the same way, I mean, this is the antithesis of what happened, or maybe similar, what happened with the case with one Barack Obama. It didn't matter what he said. Everything he said was a headline, and the media was happy to print it. And here it is, all the in-kind advertising plus, you know, that Trump has inherited that Obama, you know, used to get. And the other guys are looking around going, hey, what's going on? What is it going to take? I mean, Jeb was chasing his message around, I mean, to the point that he finally had to fold his tent. But Marco and Ted have got to come up with something breakthrough. And as you say, the clock is ticking. They're running out of time. And, you know, it could be too late here because, meanwhile, Donald Trump just rolls along collecting delegates, right?
Yep, it seems that way, and yeah, I just think they're going to have to make some sort of decision, and it's probably not going to be an easy one for either.
Well, it's not, and I'm sure they're, you know, all their constituents and their backers are saying, hang in there. We're going to turn this into a brokered convention. And I don't know, I'm not sure those numbers can play out the way they're going to play out here. But, hey, you know, we love politics. It's what keeps us talking, right? It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We got more coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey. Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Now, if you want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you, so feel free. It comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Well, our next guest is, we continue to broadcast live from Nashville, Tennessee. We're hanging here with all the cats for Proclaim 16. The National Religious Broadcasters are here, and we ran into Benton Hall along the way, and I'm excited to have him with us. He's a seasoned ministry leader with Campus Crusade for Christ. Benton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Hey, what a story. I mean, your book really tells us a lot, and there's a lot of great stories in there. His book is Tales from the Bike Path. It tells faith-boosting stories of God showing up in the lives of people. Tell us about the genesis of the book, if you would, Ben.
Well, I've been working with Crew for over 40 years in the high school division. And years ago, I took some writing classes and began to edit stuff for other people and began writing stories. And felt the gentle nudge of the Lord to keep on. And I told him, I don't know anybody in the profession, publishers, editors. And over the last year and a half, he began to hook me up with people, and some of my financial backers have helped pay for the process, and so here we are.
Well, and for you, what a privilege to work around and with the youth for as long as you've had through Campus Crusade. The stories, the characterizations, I mean, if you have the eyes to see, it can be quite entertaining, can't it?
High school kids are fun. There's heartbreak, obviously, yeah, because of the decisions they make. But it's kept me young.
Yeah, I bet. And like you say, the choices that they make, even though you try to warn them and be that signpost. But look, we're all loaded with mistakes. I mean, we got plenty of mistakes to go around. If we didn't make mistakes, we wouldn't have needed Jesus, right?
Oh, yeah. The kids are in a position where they're the adolescent. They're part adult, part kid. So everything we do has to be fun while we're trying to encourage them to walk with Christ and share their faith and make an impact in their schools. So you have the dynamic of children becoming adults.
Right.
So they pick up adult responsibilities. We laugh. High school kids run the malls, basically, in America.
Yes.
And all the ice cream places.
Yeah.
And they do well with responsibility, but you've got to reach into the fun, the child part too, mm-hmm. or it doesn't happen. So that keeps us young, and we're always. It's good to be self-depreciating with them. If they know that you're not afraid to make fun of yourself, it goes a long way.
Well, millennials and these young kids are our future. There's no doubt, and you know, as adults our age, and we're passing the baton on, and it's with mixed emotions. You know, for me and our generation, because America is in a tough spot. you know, right now. And these kids are our future, and I think they're my sense is they're going to see all the mistakes their parents made. And I'm already seeing some activity happening in a positive direction, which is pretty encouraging. I mean, it's like looking at the glass half empty or half full. It's what you want to see, right?
Yeah. The kids that we're working with, very open to spiritual things, very much encouraged when the Lord answers prayer and they begin to bring that peace into what they're doing. And it makes a big difference in their lives. There's so much peer pressure out there. Everybody, when they say everybody, it's almost everybody, at least in the popular group at the school, is pulling in the wrong direction. And so to get a handful of the leaders to head in the right direction makes a huge difference for the entire school.
Right. Well, the title of his book, which is going to be released, what, in April?
In April.
In April. Tales from the Bike Path. Okay, come on. I mean, that tells us a little bit of something about your sense of humor. Right? What were you seeing here?
Well, for 25 years, my wife and I have lived on a utility easement that the city has run a bike path down the middle of it for miles.
Right.
And so our backyard rolls right out onto that. We have a picket fence so we can see everybody that's traveling by that thing. A lot of the stories take place on the bike path. And with my neighbors across the bike path. And then I've sat in the backyard and written a lot of the book overseeing the bike path. So it just seemed natural to throw that in there for the title. The tagline is enjoying the steady reveal of God's heart during 40 years with Crew.
Wow, very good. Speaking of Crew, how did you get involved with Crew?
Well, after I got out of college in 71.
By the way, we say Crew. I want you to know that's Campus Crusade for Christ. I don't want you to get confused and stop your brain from thinking right now. I want you to make sure that you're hearing what Benton's sharing with us. So Crew is Campus Crusade for Christ.
All right. Yeah, we took that name 3 years ago just for the United States Ministries.
That's great.
And I got a job selling books door to door with a Southwestern company, and we went with a crew of guys in a different fraternity that I was in. At the University of Texas, we all went to Southern California. And most of the guys have been trained by Crusade. And they had big Bibles that looked like Webster dictionaries. And they were having devotions in the morning. And that was not part of my routine. I was a penitent Episcopalian. And I met with them. They kept asking me to join them. And they were real. Mm. My roommate was a great guy. His grandfather was a famous retailer in Dallas. And he played high school quarterback. Dated a pretty girl. He was serious about Jesus. And so I watched him.
I mean, this guy had the best of both worlds. Dating a pretty girl, he's a quarterback, big man on campus, he's got it all going for him. And he's got Jesus. What more do you want? I'm liking this guy.
Well, I told him, I finally joined him one morning about Bull Park, and I told him my story that I'd met with a priest during a confessional at 12 or 13 and asked God to forgive me. And I knew I was forgiven. But that's all I knew. And they began to fill in the blanks.
Right.
Bill, there were many blank spaces to be filled.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I was raised Catholic, so I know that. In the Book of Romans, I'm like Martin Luther. I want to be with him at the Wittenberg door.
There you go.
After studying the Book of Romans.
There you go.
Changing for me, so yeah. I know the drill. Yep.
Well, they told me, let's all meet back in Dallas for Expo 72, this huge conference that took place in the Cotton Bowl. I think I was the only one that made it. And I had began to volunteer with Crew at TCU with my old fraternity brothers there. I'd gone there 2 years before I went to Texas. And I began to teach high school Sunday school. And the kids that I taught, Sunday school was over in May when school was out. And I was the third teacher, so every third week I'd just spew out whatever I'd been learning that week. They slept through most of it. Surprised to get a phone call in early June with the main leader of the class saying he wanted us to lead him in a Bible study all summer. And I was like, Munson, you slept through everything I did. What are you talking about? I was just laughing at him on the phone. He goes, no, we don't want to meet in the morning. We want to meet at night. And my brother came home from Texas Tech, and we led this group all summer. We met twice a week, and 17 kids trusted Christ.
Mm.
Wow. So by the time I was ready to join Crew, I thought I was going to work with a college ministry. I found out they had a high school division, and instinctively I knew that was what I was supposed to do.
Well, we're running out of time here, Ben Hall. Tales from a Bike Path going to be released in April of this year. Where can they go for more information?
Well, they'll be available in bookstores, Amazon. You can friend me on Facebook. You'll see pictures of it there, and we'll have a website up that'll sell it.
Wow, there it is. Tales from a Bike Path from Benton Hall. A lot of fun, a lot of great stories. Filled with encouragement to uplift you as your journey continues with Christ and as you go out and make a difference, right, Ben?
You bet.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're 14 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarenes city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does he go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Martinez.
Hey, that's the best way to have him live, I'm telling you. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, Scott and Shane, you're with us there in Minnesota. Still blue skies, sunshine, looking like California today, huh?
Very nice day here in the Twin Cities, actually. It's very nice and warm, comparatively warm for us, anyways.
Exactly. Well, Shane, now that I found out that our birthdays are so close, man, I'm coming to the Twin Cities. We're going to party it up, man. Why not, huh? Put another candle on.
Yep.
Hey, guys, coming up, we're going to have Jenna Bush Hagers back with us. He's going to be talking to her, mother of two, network TV correspondent, and daughter of former President Bush. And kind of amazing, you know, we saw her grow up in the White House. It's kind of... I don't know, hard for my brain to get around the fact that she's, you know, married, got two kids.
Well, I know, right? You know? Yeah. Well, looking back at, Chelsea Clinton, too, and some of the other, even the Obama girls, it's just crazy how...
Oh, just what 4 or 8 years can make.
I mean, right.
I mean, we expect the hair of our president to turn white, but, you know, when you watch the kids growing up, it's just amazing. And here they are able to survive, and Jenna's just doing a wonderful job. We're going to be talking about school bus safety with her, but also, you know, I got to tell you, you know, we talked about this, about her uncle, Jeb, I still maintain, you know, and I, you know, not that he needs me to defend him, you know, his record speaks for himself. It's empirical. He's a great governor. I think what he has to offer, I mean, the guy's guilty of wanting to serve the people and you know, the pundits, I believe, made, you know, unfair criticisms toward her uncle. And, you know, the guy's guilty of serving and wanting to serve. And I think he's just so gifted and talented. And I understand that Jenna is on with us. Jenna, we were talking about Uncle Jeb and that I just so much appreciated his heart and desire to not only serve, but want to serve. And I just think he's such a gifted leader that somehow, somewhere, and at some time, there is going to be a Jeb Bush time one way or another.
Yeah, hi guys. Good morning. I mean, we were proud of the campaign that he ran and the humility that he brought to the election, the campaign, which hasn't shown that much humility. So,
right.
So we were proud of him and disappointed, of course, but proud.
Yeah, exactly. But definitely, it was demonstrated that he's got the goods. He's a leader. And no doubt about it, and I hope, just like with the other other talented people, you know, that were of that original 17 that started with the presidential campaign, a lot of talent on that stage, and you know, I think we can be thankful for conservatives and the Republican Party that they were able to have such a deep bench, but it says a lot about the future of the party, I believe.
Yeah, I hope so.
If they can embrace it, I agree with you. Well, Jenna Bush Hager is with us. That's the voice that you're hearing in case you missed it. And we're going to talk about, you know, the school year. And Jenna, you were here before and we were talking that, you know, every parent and teacher should take some time to consider the safety and efficiency of school buses. And you're not only the daughter, as we mentioned, of the former president and a correspondent for the Today Show. You're yourself a teacher and now a mother of two. I was talking with the guys earlier, Jenna. We watched you grow up in the White House. It's still hard for me to get my brain around the fact that you're a mother of two and enjoying a successful career. Congratulations.
Thank you. No, I know. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I still sort of think of myself as 19 years old, but I have two children and a mortgage. So...
That'll grow you up fast, right?
Yeah, no, you know, I'm so, I love being a mom, and I think being a mom, and I was a teacher, as I think you said it before, in D.C. and Baltimore, and so I watched my students get on and off school buses every single day, and like tons of parents around the country, I was nervous, you know, I wanted to make sure my kids were safe. And I also wasn't necessarily... aware of the differences between school buses, the fact that there are more than one type. I mean, I grew up in the 80s, the 90s, mm-hmm. on those diesel-powered buses that were loud, where we had to sort of scream to even get have a conversation with our schoolmates. And that's dangerous. I mean, that means that the bus driver can't hear, mm-hmm. and that's dangerous for our kids. So the fact that there are these propane buses out there, and they're out there in large numbers, there are mm-hmm. 500,000 kids that ride on these buses every day. They're in every state. But the fact that they're out there means that they're safer, they're also better for the environment than diesel buses, and they're less expensive. So I was surprised. I didn't know about it, and I'm glad that I now do.
Yeah, all around. I mean, when you consider the empirical evidence, it's like, why can't we make that switch, sooner than later? I mean, we seem to, be able to switch from plastic to paper pretty quickly in the grocery stores across this country. You know, why can't we do the same with school buses? Although,
exactly.
They've made some major penetration, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's just, as parents, it's important to know that they're out there. So you can go to quieterourschoolbuses.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, quieterschoolbuses.com. Mm-hmm. And you can hear the difference between, because I think part of it's just awareness, you know.
Exactly.
So if you hear the difference, you can know. I mean, I rode on one this fall in Boston, and I was shocked. But it took me actually riding on one to know that it is a dramatic difference. And you can also go to betterourschoolbuses.com to talk with your kids or to see a list of ways that you can talk with your kids about staying safe. Hello?
Jenna, I thank you so much, for coming on. I'm sorry for the interruption. We're here in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters, and, we've just lost power there for a second. But again, I want to give you an opportunity to remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, you can go to quieterschoolbuses.com and betterourbuses.com. And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Jenna, thank you. And congratulations on the family. Give your dad a big hug for us. I'm a big fan of your father. I just think he's one of the greatest presidents that we've ever had. Your mom as well. I mean, what a class family. You've been such a great example to America and, to school kids as well and everybody all around. So, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. It's just about 27 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got more to be sharing with you in just a moment. For more information, I will say to BillMartinezLive.com. That is the address where you want to go. And again, and it's interesting, what Jenna was sharing with us, when you go to betterbuses.com is one of the websites. The other is quieterschoolbuses.com. And you hear for yourself the comparison of a regular diesel bus and a propane bus. You go, wow, why would you want your children to be on a bus that makes so much noise? And, we just don't really take it for granted because, how often do you ride a school bus? We put our kids on the school bus, but we ourselves are not on the bus to, hear what's going on. So I appreciate her coming on. It's always good to have her here on Bill Martinez Live. Jenna Bush Hager, 28 after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by SmartAboutMoney.org. Results show 2 in 5 people in couples who share finances admit to hiding spending from their mates, and 75% say financial deceptions had an effect on the relationship. Is your spouse cheating on you financially? A new survey reveals that financial infidelity is a growing problem among couples. Patricia Seaman, financial expert, smartaboutmoney.org.
Financial infidelity is a big problem, and it's getting worse. Some of the red flags of financial infidelity are things like running across a receipt for a purchase that you don't recognize, or, for example, not seeing the itemized bill on the credit card statement, maybe just seeing the sum total that's due. Also, if your partner is withdrawn or defensive when you bring up the topic of money, that's a red flag of financial infidelity as well.
For tips on how to spot and recover from financial infidelity, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Sometimes you just got to hear the lick play out, right, guys? Little Eric Clapton to get the blood moving through the body here. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You hear a little bit of the ambience in the background. We're here at NRB Proclaim 16. Having a lot of fun here in Nashville. I mean, how can you not have fun in Nashville? I mean, great food. We found some great restaurants along the way. And, of course, let me say this to you, and for those of you in Florida, you can probably appreciate this. You have a hard time finding a good Mexican food in Florida. They fry up everything there, really? But it's hard to find good Mexican. But, boy, you come here to Tennessee, to Atlanta, and, we were in Georgia earlier and had a chance to have some good Mexican food, and we've had some good Mexican food here in Nashville of all places, too. So, good fun.
Oh, man. I miss really, real good, authentic Mexican food. Bill, I actually grew up in Tucson, Arizona. And,
oh, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just eating over at friend's house, kids, parents making authentic food, and I really miss that being up here in Minnesota.
That's my mom. I mean, yeah, we grew up as kids. I mean, homemade flour tortillas hot off the griddle.
Yep.
And let me tell you right now, it's been like 8 months without flour tortillas for me.
Oh, man.
And that can make for a cranky Mexican, let me tell you. A day without tortillas, that's not fun. So, yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying. We're having a chance to kind of talk back and forth, a little bit here because our guest, which I was looking forward to, and he may show up yet. You know, kind of interesting. You know, when people show up here early, you go, well, you know, you got some time, and then he took off, and somebody probably collared him. But Michael Davis is the producer of a new movie called Union Bound, which is going to open nationwide April the 22nd. It is a Civil War film, and it brings the Underground Railroad diary to theaters. I mean, incredible. I mean, this is a real live, I mean, inspired by a actual diary that, you know, a basic citizen had written about the Underground Railroad during the time of the Civil War. Quite fascinating. A great movie. Like I said, it's going to come to the big screen come April the 22nd. So Michael may show up, but hey, the nature of, you know, these kind of conventions is that, you know, you have certain schedules, and sometimes they can get interrupted. So we have to be flexible. But, you know, it's good fun here being around, you know, the people that are here. You know, Robert Jeffers, that Pastor Robert Jeffers of that mega church out in Dallas was here yesterday, and, you know, able to talk to him even kind of, you know, a little bit on the side here, and not just only on the air, but, you know, about, you know, the evangelicals' influence in this upcoming election. I mean, that's one thing you're hearing over and over again. We're hearing a lot about the evangelical presence, and I think it's still a potential, because what we find is that only 50% of people who say they are Christians will actually register to vote, which astounds me. Wow. You know, it's just some of them, they have the mindset that, you know, they shouldn't participate, that, you know, civic responsibility somehow... somehow they missed that in the Bible, and they just feel like, you know, they shouldn't get involved with it. And I understand, you know, especially when you see some of the messiness that's going on. You know, here you are, you're trying to do the best you can to love one another, and you turn on the TV and you watch these debates, and you go, you know, why do I want to remind myself, right?
Yeah, you know, it amazes me, too, that of the evangelicals, a lot of that support is going towards Trump. And that, as a Christian myself, and, you know, I'm not trying to knock Trump here, but it just it kind of amazes me that there is such a backing of him, kind of because he is so inflammatory and so, and tell it like it is, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, again, I think it speaks to where the country is right now. The establishment time and again has given us candidates that do not want to, you know, speak for the people. The people are frustrated and saying, hey, look, I think if somebody stands there in front of you and wants to be punched in the head, you go punch him in the head. And, you know, and what does Trump do? You know, Trump's there, and, you know, and he's being the voice of the people here. So that's, you know, that's pretty awesome. Well, I think we got Michael Davis coming here. And yeah, he's here, but really excited, like I said, to talk about his movie that is coming up. It's going to be opening up nationwide on April the 22nd. And what a great story. And, Michael, let's get you on the headsets. We'll get you on the mic up here. We may have to ride him a little bit, because we're going to have to do this a little bit on the fly here. We got about 4.5 minutes. Hey, here we go. Hey, we got it.
All right. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Michael Davis is the producer, as I mentioned, of this movie that's coming up called Union Bound. What a great story, Michael.
Thank you.
How did you come across this?
Well, I had done another film in North Carolina, where I'm from, and the descendants of Joseph Hoover, who had the diary, his diaries from 1864, came to me and said, you know, we'd like to turn this into a documentary. And I said, let's make this into a feature film. It would be a lot more powerful.
Right.
And they agreed. And so over a course of about 2 years, we wrote the script and got it to where it is and produced it.
So this is a, you know, a true-to-life diary of what was going on with the Railroad Underground during the Civil War era, right?
Yeah, basically it's one of the few documents, written documents or accounts, that the Smithsonian, the Museum of the Underground Railroad Museum in Cincinnati have looked at, that actually show slaves helping Union soldiers go through the Underground Railroad.
Oh.
And so he talks about that, and talks about the slaves that helped him, and Jim Young, who's the main guy that actually saved his life, is mentioned many times in his diary.
What's the big surprise in this movie, outside of the fact that now you have documentation that you're working with, in terms of the narrative that's been put out there about the Underground?
Well, I think that there's been a few things. One, a lot of people didn't think that Union soldiers were helped by the slaves because they were technically from the other side.
Right.
But the reality is, particularly in North Carolina, he escaped a prison camp in Florence, South Carolina, and then him and a buddy, they got into the woods, and then they ended up on a plantation, and then they got put kind of helped through that process. So they walked from South Carolina all the way to New Bern, North Carolina, and that's what he chronicles, and that's what we follow in the film, right out of his diary. And so it that's kind of the surprising thing, is that there were so many free and escaped slaves helping not only other slaves and free people of color, but also soldiers.
Well, and I guess what we need to realize here, though there is still, you know, contestation over civil rights, is people still know in their heart of hearts what is right and just, don't they?
They do.
And I guess that's what this points to.
Yeah, and I think that the reality is that, you know, the Civil War wasn't about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That's become the issue, and that's what people talk about today as far as the Civil War. And making this film, I've learned so much about really what was going on in the times, and it's quite remarkable, really, what was happening back then. And how it wasn't quite as I think our history books have it today.
Well, Michael, you know, people are going to say, well, you're a white guy, you know, Black Lives Matter, and, you know, you come up with that statement. How do you defend that statement?
Well, actually, the curator of the Museum of History in North Carolina, or one of the curators, I should say, is an African-American, and he's actually showed me a documentary and written proof that, you know, there were actually slaves that fought for the Confederacy, which has been completely denied. And he has because they were Confederates, the federal government did not recognize them as soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
They were rebels.
Right.
So they did not receive a pension from the federal government when the war was over. The states had to pay a pension. So North Carolina, Georgia, they paid a pension. But for you to get a pension, you had to go before a judge. And if you went before a judge, it had to be written down.
Mm-hmm.
So there are volumes of documents that show in the state archives of North Carolina, for example, where it shows, you know, Jim Young, private, Confederate Army, and in parentheses is colored.
Right.
Receiving a pension. So therefore, and he was like an artilleryman, or he was, you know, he wasn't a cook. He wasn't doing just the manual labor.
They were on the front line.
You got it.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of things there, you know, that corroborate what we're doing from people of colors coming forward and saying, this is what's going on.
Good stuff. Wow.
Yeah,
this is awesome. I'm looking forward to it. This is April the 22nd. It will be nationwide.
It will.
Union Bound. Where can they go for more information?
Hey, go to unionboundthemovie.com.
There it is right there.
Unionboundthemovie.com.
Michael Davis, producer of the movie. Michael,
Bill, thank you for having me.
Tons of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This February,
when the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
Prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
The most important manhunt in history.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Was just beginning.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
Risen.
Where does it go?
You tell me.
You're looking for something you will never find.
Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The best of Bill Martinez Live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
That's the way it happens, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you back with us. I hope you're all in. We got to get this country back on track. 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say, hey, good observation. Now, what are we going to do about it? First thing is, it's got to be a bottom up movement, okay? One soul at a time. It just like any revival that's ever happened before, Charles Finney said, a revival happens when it's most needed. I look around America today and I say, and around the world, was there ever a time that we needed it? In my lifetime, like never before, I believe. But hey, look at, go and be the change that you want to see in others. Go be that change yourself. Be a revival of one. Go make that happen. I want to encourage you to do that. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got a very special guest with us. I mean, all our guests are special, but I've really been looking forward to this because she's taken journaling to a whole other level. I mean, for me, journaling represented, you know, writing notes and that sort of thing. But, oh, my goodness, what you are about to hear is going to inspire you and cause you to look at journaling a lot different. It definitely did for me. She's written the book Illustrated Journaling and explains, you know, the process and how she has brought a new dimension to reading the Bible and personalizing your Bible in a very special way. Jen Gray is with us. Jen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, when I first read about your journaling, I thought, well, great. You know, I love to journal. I think that's one of the things that we as Christians, we get too busy. We want to. We like it. But, you know, in the times when I have journaled and you get away from those down moments. You know, you generally like to journal when you're in the valleys, right? And
exactly.
And they kind of encourage you. And then, you know, when you get out of it and you look back and you say, wow, God was there and he brought me through that valley. And, you know, faithfully, as his word said, he would. That is so cool. But you've taken journaling to a whole nother level.
Well, we've tried to make it actually complete that Bible study cycle. Love the Word of God. I, too, have been a word journaler for years and years because those kinds of things are the things that cement the principles in our minds and in our hearts. So I began with illuminated journaling because I wanted to remember the things that I learned when I met with God on the pages of the Word itself. And we tend to, in this very quick world that we live in, everything's fast, we tend to kind of do the Bible study, and we may think about it on our drive home, but we don't ever, for the most part, we don't take time to respond back to God. And I think that's a huge missing piece. It's the place where we can get correction.
Exactly.
It's the place where we can find out maybe a little bit more insight. I can hear from him, you know, Jen, you were close, but not quite. And that is such an easier place to get correction than way on down the line when I thought I had it and I really didn't.
Exactly. And that's so true. You know, I've often said about our generation, we're the microwave generation.
Indeed.
We're the only ones that will stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up!
Exactly.
Right?
We don't even know the word tarry.
Yes.
Tarry in the word, but we need to.
So with illuminated journaling, how did the concept come about? I mean, obviously, this was a process, and it kind of evolved in time, didn't it, for you?
It did, but it happened very quickly in the sense that it happened on social media. It's the best-kept secret for Christian marketing, for the Christian marketplace. It's huge on social media. There were a group of about 20 girls that wanted to have a Bible study. We didn't all live in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started a group on Facebook. And we were going to study, and each Saturday we needed to bring something, a creative response to the Word. First Saturday, 17 of us brought, I don't know, poems, prayers, whatever. Three of the girls got wide margin Bibles and had drawn in the margin, and the rest of us, we went, this is what we were supposed to be doing. That was in June, 20 girls. By August, there were 415, because none of us keep good stuff to ourselves. And then, right now, last week, that group had added its 58,000th member.
58,000?
And that's not even, that's a drop in the bucket to the number of people that are doing this worldwide. God is drawing people's hearts to His Word. He's using it to draw people that have walked away from Him back into the Word. People are going deeper and understanding the Word because they're going through the entire process, and it's changing hearts and lives.
Well, one of the first things I had to get over, Jan, was writing in the Bible. You know, I had a Catholic background, raised by nuns. You didn't write in books.
No, you did not.
No, you didn't do all that. And to see your Bible and what you've done, I mean, I was like, I mean, for me, it was like one of those rocky moments on Philadelphia, you know, when I was writing in the Bible, I'm writing in the Bible. I know I can hear the voices. You better not. I'm going to go. I'm going to write in the Bible. And it was so meaningful. It personalized the Bible for me because, you know, dates, things that were going on, just things that I've read. But with you, in terms of the illuminated journaling, I mean, you've not only written, but there's pictures, there's illustrations that you put in. You're an artist, you have that, but you say there's some creative and simple ways to add that.
Absolutely. The reason that I think pictures are so important, this is my response Bible. This is not my study Bible. This is where I draw when I'm finished with the study. It's just another tool. But what we have found is that our memories, we have two ways of remembering things. One is that linear side that we're really practiced with, but if it's kind of word, 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 linked to word. And if you don't remember that fifth word, you're sunk.
Yes.
With the creative side, when we involve that part of our brain, that has a whole separate memory path, and it remembers things in whole. So when I see this picture, it's like seeing a picture from a family reunion 20 years ago. It brings me right back into the present.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this picture here. And if you go to her website,
illuminatedjournaling.com.
Okay, you can see examples. What I am looking at is incredible. It is over the scripture. This is this illustration, this picture that she has, I guess, imprinted, or how do you say it?
We have drawn it into, we traced it, and then I used a reference photo just to fit. His mother would not recognize him, but my heart does and remembers the story.
Wow. But what she's done just on the page of the Bible of Scripture here in the book of Luke that brings added recall and dimension and personalization to the story and this particular passage, I mean, it is It's so terrific. I mean, just instantly, just by looking at it, I can understand why thousands of people around the world have joined in.
Well, and we say two things. First of all, it's more about our heart than the art. We can teach you the art stuff, but it's about our heart. And we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for reflection.
Exactly. And reflection is personal.
Very.
This is between you, God, your Bible, however you want to do that, right?
Exactly. And for the most part, people do share. You can go on Pinterest and look for Bible journaling hashtags or illuminated journaling hashtags. But it's very personal. This is what God said to me in our personal time together, what he's requiring of me, what he wants me to know and to act upon and never forget. And this little boy is that the second part of Jesus where he said, let the children come unto me and do not hinder them. In the life of this little boy, I was a Thursday afternoon hindrance remover instead of a Monday morning hindrance remover. So I put his picture. I know that when kids get near Jesus, they love him. Yes. But as an adult, my job is sometimes to remove the hindrance. And what I did was I waited till Thursday for this sweet little guy. Mm-hmm. And he came to know Jesus on Friday. But I just look back and I go, you know, if I would keep in my mind that my job is to remove those hindrances as early as possible. So I look at his face on this page and you know what? I'm not going to be a Thursday afternoon hindrance remover anymore.
Right, right. We moved it to Monday now, right?
We did move it to Monday.
Yes, exactly. Well, wow, what a blessing, and this is so terrific. And, you know, share with us some of the stories of the other people that have joined in now. You know, like you say, thousands of people have joined in.
Actually, hundreds of thousands, and it's worldwide. We know of people in 54 countries that are involved in it. Here's some of the things that we've heard. I had a really sweet email from a lady recently that said she had raised her kids in a Christian home, but some really difficult things had happened in the church, and they had to leave, and it was about the age that their kids were going to college. And she said, my daughter just slowly floated away and wasn't interested in it. And she said, but over Christmas, I was journaling in my Bible, and her daughter was very curious about it. She kept walking by and looking. And she said the day after Christmas, she came and said, I know that you got me this other thing for Christmas, but I want to take it back and I want to get a journaling Bible. Mm. Because I realized what I've missed is what you're having. Uh-huh. It wasn't about church. It was about the personal relationship. And she'd forgotten that that's what it really is about, is that it's that personal relationship. So he's using it to draw people back to himself.
Well, it's very cool. Well, that's the way it happens. And as we, you know, as most believers will agree, I mean, we've used the margins of our Bibles to make notes, as I was telling you. But this type of process isn't new. It was done years ago, right?
No.
I mean, ancients.
Ancients and right? Ancients, yes. Most of the monks, there are things called illuminated manuscripts, and that's where they would do an illustration or maybe a capital letter. But what I found really interesting, there's a whole collection of what they call marginalia. It's where, isn't that a great word?
Yeah, that's great.
But it's pieces that have been cut off of the manuscripts that the monks or the scribes were doing, and they have all their little notes, and all the things that you and I would put in the margins, they put in the margins as well. They drew little pictures. You know, they were working for perfection.
Right.
Because they were the copyists. They didn't have a Xerox copier. So they were working for perfection. So every once in a while, they'd do something to kind of lighten the load up here and write. And
well, Jan, let me stop you. I'm sorry to interrupt, only because we've only got a couple of seconds left. Now, Tyndale House Publications, they were publishing the Inspire...
The Inspire Bible.
Bible.
It's a New Living Translation with beautiful art, line art, that... There's this whole thing of coloring books that people are doing.
Oh,
and
well, I'll tell you, again, remind everybody very quickly where they can go for more information.
IlluminatedJournaling.com.
There it is. Jan Gray has been with us. That's a wrap for us. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. We're here live in Nashville at NRB, and we'll be here tomorrow.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily and the amazingly simple sacro wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with a sacro wedgie.